It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
What I told the young people who I met with, you know, we're going to have more conversations like this over the coming months, is this isn't going to be solved overnight. This is something that is deeply rooted in our society. It's deeply rooted in our history.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, December 8th, 2014. It is the birthday of Junius Thomas of Affiliate Relations of Reach Media. And as you heard, that is the president in his interview that will be aired today on BET during 106 and Park. A portion of the interview will be heard today. The full in-depth interview airing immediately following at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 Central, as BET News presents a conversation with President Obama.
Was this before or after he went to the hospital for his acid reflux and sore throat?
Probably. He went to the hospital, from what I understand, on Saturday, so it may have been before.
This is after.
No,
yes.
I don't know if it was after, but I thought it was before.
I think Michelle is letting him smoke again.
I don't think so, Tom.
I think so.
It has nothing to do with smoking.
She's gonna let him smoke for another 2 years, because it's going to be rough.
That's not a good reason to smoke, I don't think. From the streets of California to those in New York City, across the country, protesters are making sure that no one forgets the case of Eric Garner. Wow. And some are closing down the streets, and there is some violence. Demonstrators flooded a highway in Oakland, California, prompting a heated standoff in the freeway between protesters and the California Highway Patrol. This was late last night.
Oakland protesters wasn't about beating the San Francisco 49ers.
No, I'm pretty clear. This was different than
they were
a win.
Pretty happy. They were
happy about it.
But the people here were not happy. They threw explosives, bottles, and rocks at the officers, and the policemen responded by deploying gas and arresting 8 protesters. One of the students there at the University of California, Berkeley, said that people were throwing glass and rocks at the police and vandalizing police cars, and some 5 patrol cars had been damaged. On the positive side of all of this is the violence, and the people are still out there demonstrating, keeping the names of Eric Garner and Michael alive. John Legend and his wife Chrissy Teigen were on hand in New York to feed the protesters in New York with food trucks. And this is he and his wife's effort to help the people by purchasing a fleet of food trucks to serve up free food to the hungry protesters in Lincoln Square.
That's nice.
A great idea.
Isn't that nice?
That is a good thing.
Yeah,
man.
It was. And so he let his tweeting do the work for him, and they got the word out, free food trucks by Trader Joe's in Union Square from 3 to 6 p.m. yesterday, and it was a good time by all.
No singing. He didn't sing, did he?
He's got enough singing. Work
yeah.
to. He just nominated for Grammys and what have
that's
you.
That's a real good thing.
HBCU wrap up a weekend. Alcorn State won the SWAC championship. And also now we know who the final 4 colleges in the first college football playoff will be. That'll be Ohio State, Alabama, Oregon, and Florida State. Number 1 Crimson Tide will face number 4 Buckeyes in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And the second-seeded Oregon Ducks will face the third-seeded Seminoles in the Rose Bowl presented by Northwestern Mutual, both on New Year's Day. And those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.